First item is to approve the minutes of the audit committee held on March 31st, 2023.
I'll move for approval.
Okay, I'll second. Still moved. And now the first item is the second quarter financial report by GRQ.
I think we might have, Harry, do you have its June 1st agenda in front of you? I think the first item is agenda items that Kathy's going to run through quickly.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, a lot of stuff came in.
Gotcha.
Let me check whether it got mixed in with the board. Let me go to board meeting.
Harry, you may have been on the right page if you mentioned Chuck, you presenting the financials. I think we just missed item three, which is just to walk through the agenda items possibly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's on my schedule. Okay. So the agenda items from Kathy.
Okay, thank you, Harry. So fairly routine agenda today. Our Deputy Controller Chuck Yu will walk us through the 2023 second quarter financials. All good, I'm happy to report. Ellen will walk through our debt and investment report, and then Mary Hom will give us a report on credit risk, and then she will report on internal audit, and then we'll be asking your approval for two things, the fiscal 2023 third quarter audit plan, as well as the audit committee charter. And that's the agenda.
Okay, so now we're going to check you for the second quarter financial report. Hello? Hello?
Waiting to see this audio.
Chuck, you're on mute.
Chuck is on mute. Chuck.
Hello?
There you
okay,
go.
Now we hear you. Okay, the second quarter financial report, Chuck.
The second quarter financial of fiscal year 2023 financials covers the period November 1st, 2022 through April 30th, 2023. As of the end of the second quarter, revenues exceeded expenses by $287.9 million compared with the same period in fiscal year 2022. When the net income was a negative $38.7 million. The increase of $326.6 million was largely due to the improvement of the fair value of the corporation's investment securities. The investment portfolio's fair market value improved by $95.1 million from fiscal year end 2022 and was recorded as an unrealized gain. Approximately 50% of the corporation's investments are subject to fair market valuation. Excluding the fair market value adjustment, net income would have been $192.8 million. Operating revenues for this period was $359.6 million compared to $345.4 million during the same period last year. Mortgage interest earnings increased it by $34.8 million or 12.6% from a year ago. However, mortgage-related fee income decreased it by $17.3 million as there were fewer loan closings this period. Non-operating revenues, which mainly consists of investment earnings, saw a significant increase largely due to the aforementioned increase in the fair market value. Realized investment earnings increased it by $29.5 million from a year ago. Operating expenses increased it by $29.4 million, primarily due to the increase in bond interest expense. Total assets were at $22.4 billion, an increase of $850.4 million or 3.9% from fiscal year end 2022. The increase was mainly due to the corporation's ongoing lending activities, as mortgage loan advances were at $1.2 billion through this period. The mortgage portfolio net of conduit loans was $18.2 billion and comprises 81.3% of total assets. It's currently performing well. The delinquency rate as of April 30th, 2023 was below 3% of monthly billing. Total liabilities were $18.4 billion, a net increase of $562.6 million, or 3.1% from fiscal year in 2022. Bonds and debt obligations increased it by a net of $409.7 million. New issuances were at $751.7 million, while principal repayments totaled $338.6 million. The net position at the end of the second quarter was $4 billion, up by $287.9 million from fiscal year end 2022. This concludes my remark. Any questions?
Harry, I just have one question.
No.
Regarding the delinquency rate of less than 3%, is that a number that, what was it in the prior year?
It was always below 2% before this year. So this year we saw some increase in the delinquency rates. And some of the issues are the developments are having as some slow rental collections, and plus they have the operating expenses, especially insurance premiums, have increased significantly. So they having some of them are having some cash flow issues.
I figured that's what it was, and this is of course showing up across the portfolio with a couple of very large portfolio failures across the country. So I assume we're keeping close watch, not only on the, it's not just the portfolio, it's the GP or the sponsor weaknesses that are part of the issue as well.
We definitely, I would add to that, Denise, we did, and thank you, Mary, for those comments. And Chuck, we're definitely, it's something we're watching closely, and we're even looking for ways to monitor more closely or in ways that allow us to be more proactive. So We're trying to make sure that we don't wait for the problem to fully develop before we think about the implications of it. So we appreciate that comment.
Thank you.
Well, certainly our track record is pretty exemplary, but no one on the panel here knows when the interest rate ceiling is going to be reached. So that alone is not good for builders. We'll just keep a close watch on it.
There's definite headwinds, and as the old advice, past performance is not indicative. It's always true. You gotta take every moment as though it's a new moment, and it is. So we hear you.
Okay, very good. Okay, the next item is a debt report, Ellen Duffy.
Okay, thank you. There was a revised version that was sent separately for the debt report. There's just one date in there that I had forgotten to change. So anyway, the corporation's debt report is as of April 30th, 2023. The last debt report that was presented to the audit committee was as of February 28th, 2023. During this time, the corporation issued two series of open resolution bonds in the amount of $54.9 million and remarketed $58.1 million of bonds. There are bond redemptions in one series of open resolution bonds in the amount of $59 million and one standalone series of bonds in the amount of $50 million. The corporation's debt outstanding as of April 30th, 2023 is approximately $15 billion. And the corporation's statutory debt capacity currently stands at $18 billion. Any questions?
Okay, I'll ask my usual question. Any plans to raise the $18 billion ceiling then?
Yes, we have actually legislation to raise it to 19 billion from 18 billion. And I believe, Elizabeth, right, it did get passed.
It passed the assembly and it's on to the Senate floor. So we don't expect any problems with that passing the Senate hearing.
Yeah, we haven't had any in the past, so I would feel reasonably confident. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Any questions? Okay, the next item is the investment report. Back to Ellen.
Thank you. The corporation's investment report is as of May 10th, 2023. The funds under management total approximately $4.99 billion. And this report reflects routine investment activity. Any questions?
Okay, there being none. The next item is the credit risk from Mary Hom.
Thanks. Good afternoon. The report before you is dated April 30th, 2023, and the previous report to the audit committee was dated March 22nd, 2023. Subsequent to the date of the report before you, there were two bank upgrades. The deposit rating for Bank of America was upgraded by Moody's to AA1 from AA2. Moody's cited Bank of America's strengthened capital, improved earnings profile, and restrained risk appetite as reasons for the upgrade. Similarly, S&P upgraded the deposit rating for Barclays Bank to A+ from A due to Barclays' strong earnings performance and prudent funding and liquidity profile. There were no new approved counterparties. HDC's counterparty exposure remains diversified, with the largest exposures being with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Wells Fargo. The Wells Fargo exposure is primarily in the form of construction letters of credit covering 24 projects. Investments rated AA or higher were 56% of total investments versus 57% at the last report, while investments rated BBB or not rated were 31% of total investments versus 28% at the last report. All investments rated BBB or not rated are fully collateralized by high-quality U.S. Treasury or agency securities and or Federal Home Loan Bank letters of credit. HDC exposure to liquidity providers was up $58 million to approximately $542 million due to the remarketing of the 2018 Series L2 bonds. Interest rate hedge providers were unchanged since the last report. Are there any questions?
Okay, there being none, the internal audit report, Mary.
Thank you. Internal audit does not have any completed audits to report on at this meeting, as we have a couple of audits still in process, and we will present those results when we have completed those audits. I do have the annual internal audit internal assessment for 2022 for your review. In accordance with the International Professional Practices Framework, or the IPPF, the conceptual framework that organizes authoritative guidance promulgated by the Institute of Internal Auditors, HDC has conducted its 2022 internal audit internal assessment. This annual internal assessment is part of HDC's quality assurance and improvement program, as dictated by the IPPF, and helps to ensure that HDC's internal audit function operates effectively. The assessment before you outlines the structure and activities of the internal audit function for calendar year 2022, including all audits completed, internal audit projects and initiatives, governance and oversight activities, and updates regarding employee development and ongoing training that helps to ensure that staff remains current on all internal audit best practices. That concludes my internal audit report. Are there any questions?
Okay. There being none, now we need to approve the fiscal year 2023 third quarter audit plan. Again, Mary.
Thank you. I'm pleased to present for the members' approval an internal audit plan for the third quarter of 2023. The proposed projects for the third quarter include the continuation of two advisory projects and one assurance project, a new advisory project, and continuous monitoring of the investment portfolio. If there are no questions, the members of the audit committee are requested to approve the third quarter 2023 audit plan.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the plan?
So moved.
Yeah, second. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? There being none, the motion carries. And the next item is the approval of the audit committee charter. Again, Mary.
Thank you. I'm pleased to present for the members' approval the Audit Committee Charter attached in your packet. The Corporation's Audit Committee Charter requires an annual review by the committee to determine the charter's adequacy. The last time the Audit Committee reviewed and approved the Audit Committee Charter was June 1st, 2022. The only substantive change incorporates a recommendation made by BDO as part of the 5-year quality assessment review that was completed earlier this year and reported to the Audit Committee on March 31st, 2023. The recommendation was that the Audit Committee Charter should specifically state that it is the responsibility of the Audit Committee to review and approve the internal audit charter. While it has always been the responsibility of the Audit Committee to review and approve the internal audit charter, we accepted BDO's recommendation and incorporated this language into the Audit Committee Charter. For reference, the last time the Audit Committee reviewed and approved the internal audit charter was March 28, 2019. The internal audit charter requires periodic review and approval whenever there are substantive changes, or at least every 5 years. Aside from the incorporation of this recommendation, the only other changes to the Audit Committee Charter were the updating of staff titles and the move to a quarterly audit plan. If there are no questions, the members of the Audit Committee are requested to approve the Audit Committee Charter.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, second? Okay, the charter is approved.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any other business? Okay, there being none, I would like to call for a motion to adjourn. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a third. And no opposition to that motion. The motion carries and the meeting is adjourned.